Vet Voice. Everything starts with a picture. I am glad to see the Army going back to the pinks and greens as a uniform, April. I was in the last senior ROTC class that issued them, and we looked great. When I was called to active duty a year later, the green uniform had replaced them. Frankly, I thought we looked like bus drivers. I wore that uniform for 9 years and never changed my opinion. Congratulations to Sergeant Major of the Army Daniel A. Daly for pushing for a return to a military-looking uniform. David S. Seitz, Glen Rock, Pennsylvania. For the first time in at least 40 years, the Army is making a good uniform decision with the return of a classic uniform. The only way the Army can surpass it is to reinstate khakis, the best uniform it ever had. Daniel A. Peck, Greenfield, Indiana. I was extremely pleased to read the article about the Army bringing back the uniform that my father and uncle so proudly wore during their service in World War II. A great uniform and tribute. Now, if the Air Force would bring back the uniform I proudly wore. Thomas E. Curling, Reiner, Virginia. I agree that the Army badly needed a good-looking service dress business uniform between the utility and fatigues, which look okay for work, but not for office work or going downtown, and the more formal dress blue uniform. However, for all the adulation created by modeling them with soldiers wearing them as World War II throwbacks to the old officers' pink and greens, the fact is that soldiers never wore those in the old Army. Pinks and greens were for officers only. Enlisted men and women wore an olive drab uniform, sometimes with the same colored Ike jacket. While it is good to sometimes revive the traditions of the old Army, putting enlisted soldiers in officer-style pinks and greens is not. Ordinary soldiers are not officers and should not be trumped up to look like them. There is a difference between soldiers and officers in pay, customs, and responsibilities. The soldiers' uniforms should reflect that. Rites of passage in the transition from being a soldier to being an officer are highly prized, as they should be. To make all members look the same is not right or proper. Thomas D. Morgan, Steilacoom, Washington. A Century for Children and Youth. In the article by Jeff Stauffer, April, I read that posts in the American Legion Department of Pennsylvania launched a school award medal program in 1921 to recognize character, service, and citizenship among young people. Our family hails from Easton, Pennsylvania, and my father, later a World War II Navy veteran, was a medal recipient. I always wondered about the origin of this award. Now I know. John Genther, Topeka, Kansas. Support for the Coast Guard. I would like to thank National Commander Brett Rystad for his article on the Coast Guard. Commander's message, April. I wasn't a member of this branch of the service, but I was worried about how they would take care of their families. I am proud to be a member of an organization that puts the safety and security of our country before politics. Al-Assad Rashid, Little Rock, Arkansas. Great message from the National Commander. Shame on Congress, as he stated. Proud of the American Legion. I am an ex-coastie. Bill Burry, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Background checks for all gun sales. Being a Marine Corps veteran and NRA member, I take issue with Representative Robin Kelly, Democrat, Illinois. Big issues, April. She states that gun violence has taken more lives than all U.S. wars combined. Does she mean in the United States or worldwide? She also says that nearly 100 people die daily from gun violence. Again, where? She offers those numbers without any verifiable source. Next, Kelly claims that 70% of NRA members support expanding background checks. Untrue. While also saying that since 1994, more than 3 million dangerous people have been prevented from buying firearms due to background checks. If that is the case, why is more needed? Criminals don't buy guns legally and have their backgrounds checked. Lastly, someone should inform her that the Second Amendment is not about sportsmanship, hunting, and target shooting. When I enlisted in the Marine Corps in 1952, I took the same oath she did. I take that oath very seriously, to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies. That includes the Bill of Rights. If she is not willing to do that, she should not be representing anyone. Richard M. Bassetti, Tujunga, California. I believe Representative Robin Kelly inadvertently moved a decimal point when she said more than 70% of NRA members support expanding background checks to all gun sales. 7% sounds more accurate. I have been hunting and shooting since high school. In the 48 years since I have served in the military, sold sporting goods, and worked as a law enforcement supplier, I have talked to tens of thousands of people, of whom many thousands are NRA members. The number who thought it is a good idea to expand background checks in the manner proposed was few. In fact, I don't think it even came up to 7%. Kelly should look at the motivations of those giving her those numbers before speaking. Bill Watson, Anchorage, Alaska. The Constitution is not a list of suggestions. It is the rules of the game. If one will not obey the rules for changing it, he should go to another stadium. Also, the Second Amendment was not written to protect me from burglars or deer. It was written to protect me from you. I'd also point out that common sense gun laws have preceded every tyrannical government. Paul Rodriguez, Kansas City, Missouri. Freeloading or frugal? The article about Congress and living arrangements, Rapid Fire, March, reminded me of my assignment to Comiso Air Base in Italy. I was assigned to the clinic and routinely spent the night in my office, as the only transportation to my off-base lodging was by a government bus with a limited schedule. If you missed the bus due to work or social reasons, there was no other. Most off-base staff had sleeping bags rolled under their desks, and it never interfered with our ability to do our jobs. Kudos to members of Congress who want to make it to roll call to discuss real issues without having to fork out the fee for overpriced DC lodging. Leave it to Congress to make an issue out of someone who wants to be there and do their job. Eloise Hazelwood, Fort Pierce, Florida. The American Legion magazine welcomes your opinions. Include your hometown and a daytime phone number for verification. All letters published are subject to editing. Due to the volume of mail received, not every letter can be acknowledged. The American Legion magazine, P.O. Box 1055, Indianapolis, Indiana 46206. Magazine at legion.org.